السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Okay, today we're going to talk about a stereotype that says that Islam is not an American religion. Muhammad is not an American name.
Islam is not American religion. Muhammad is not an American name.
Okay, if somebody tells you, let me see what you guys do. If somebody tells you that, what are you going to just say?
I say, if your name's not American,
I have a lot to say, actually.
No.
Common sense to slam in people's faces.
Huh?
What? I said I have common sense to tell you.
No, but how do you reply to this? Are you going to go to the corner and cry?
No.
Insulted
I would cry.
Me?
No, I'm kidding. I would cry.
No. Is there any African-American person here?
I want to say something. Oh, yeah. There was the boxer. Dude, Muhammad Ali. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a good reply. So, you see, actually, where did Christianity come from?
Israel.
No, Christianity came from what? From the Middle East or from New York?
Middle East,
right?
Because then it was not in the Middle
East. So, where was Prophet Jesus born?
Bethlehem.
Egypt.
Which is in the Middle East, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know, you see how am I going to? How about Prophet Musa was where?
No.
Prophet Musa was born.
Okay. Me? I did nothing.
So, yes,
wait,
please.
Can you please stay? We'll not talk anymore.
Please.
I promise. We
won't
talk
anymore. Please. Please.
I did nothing.
What's your name?
I have me.
Uh-huh. You want to write the notes?
No.
Okay.
I want to write the notes?
No, go ahead and sit here. Move.
Why?
Move here. For? Please.
Me?
Yes, no, you. Move here.
Wait, can I say something?
Why?
Yes, go ahead.
But you wasn't talking.
Please.
Can I say something?
Uh-huh.
He said, what would he say if we replied to that? You could say that, being American is not, based on religion and being born in America. Not, being American is not being Christian or...
Exactly, yes. It's not only that. But how about Musa? Prophet Musa was born where?
Not in America.
Egypt.
Egypt. So from the Middle East. Yes, from the Middle East. So, all three religions, it's not that Prophet Jesus was born in New York and Prophet Moses was born in Chicago. No, they all came from where? Same Middle East. So then, Islam and Christianity. So, all religions are equally imported from the Middle East. You got that part? Huh? Do you understand this part? Do you get it? Do you agree with it?
Yes.
What else would you say?
I would say this.
When they tell you, okay, Muhammad is not an American name, what do you say?
An Arabian name?
No.
Huh?
Well, it depends. When they say American name, there's really no such thing unless you're Native American. It's an English name or Irish or German. It's European. It's not American.
Yes, tell them the following. Muhammad is not a Christian name. Muhammad. Dila. Muhammad is not a Christian name. Yes, what are you doing? Please. You can do this later. Muhammad is a Christian name. Muhammad is not a Christian name, but Muhammad is an American name. Muhammad Ali. Boxing, remember? Okay. When you disagree about, did you ever hear, go back to your country?
No.
Oh my God! I have something.
Yeah, I got that on YouTube comment.
You can say go back to your own country because they do not. They are not Native American. Okay, they are European. That came to America.
Go back to your country. Why don't you go back to your own country, huh?
Go ahead.
I'll say it again.
No, continue.
Oh yeah. So like the people who are like the white Americans, they came from Europe, like England and Ireland, and like some people even came from like China and places, and like they're that's not America.
Yeah, exactly.
So they can go back to their own countries too, please.
Okay. Do you know that when like the racist white people, the racist, not everybody, the racist minority, when they disagree together, do they tell each other go back to Europe?
No.
Or do they respect each other's opinion? Yes. Neither. It's only when they are arguing with us, say go back to your country.
No.
When we disagree, go back to your country. Well, but this is not, or they say also love it or? Love it. Did you ever hear love it or leave it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was love it.
Love it or leave it. So it's like love United States.
Yeah.
Is that the American culture? No. This is a racist culture, which is not an American culture. They say love it or leave it. But the American culture says what? What's the American culture says regarding love it or leave it?
Love it or leave it.
What's the American culture says about love it or leave it?
Wa alaykum
as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Huh? The American culture says what about love it or leave it?
Oh, as soon as we sit here, I can sit back there.
Good idea.
No, you can sit here.
What?
You have to sit here.
We can sit here. Can we, like, no, we're not going to talk. Can she sit here, please?
I don't believe you.
Okay, sorry. Okay. We're not going to talk.
I don't believe you.
She wasn't doing it.
We're not even doing it.
Here.
Oh, you can. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Sorry.
What's wrong with you, girls?
Sorry.
Okay. This is not acceptable. You don't want me to ask you to leave the class. Okay. Lena, finally.
Oh,
Lena.
You're as bad as your sister.
Okay. Lena, no.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
You didn't even take your pictures last time.
Yes.
Yeah,
because I had nobody to write notes. All right.
Sorry.
So. Basically, let's rewind again. If they tell you American, Muhammad, Islam is not an American religion, what do you say?
No, what is an American religion?
Exactly.
Well,
it's
what did I
religion.
What did I say that you can say also, huh?
That like Jesus. And
Jesus was not born in New York.
Yeah, he was born in Palestine.
Yes. And Musa was not born in Chicago.
He was born in Egypt.
In Egypt. So all three religions originated from the same place.
Yeah.
So they are equally imported. None of them was an American. Christianity was imported from the Middle East. Islam is imported from the Middle East. And Judaism was imported from the Middle East as well. You got this part? So
yeah,
what do you say if Muhammad is not an American name? What do you say?
Sarah is a European name.
No, because of Muhammad. They tell you Muhammad is not.
Because Muhammad is the name of our prophet.
No offense, but you spelled Muhammad wrong.
The name.
There's so many ways
to
spell it.
Okay.
Spell
it. Look. Then you say that Muhammad is not a Christian name. Muhammad is not what? Christian name, but Muhammad is an American name. Now. Love it or leave it, what do you say?
Love it or leave it.
They tell you.
Love it or hate it.
It's
love
like,
it or leave it.
Go back to your country. If you disagree with the racist people, they say, go back to your country. Love it. Love it or leave it. Love it or leave it. What do you say? What do you say? Huh? Love it or leave it.
Love it or hate it.
Go back to your country. What do you say? Here is my country. Here's my and love it or leave it is not an American culture. The American culture is about disagreement, dissent, conversations, okay, opposition. These are all what the American culture is about. If go ahead.
If you're in America, you text mom. Like,
like technically American Muslim, like.
Yes,
so
exactly.
We are from this country.
Yes, but they call us. They call us, and I've heard this with my own ears. I had a racist guy working with me when I was in Georgia.
You don't know where Eritrea is?
Shush!
Eritrea.
When I was working in Georgia, there was a racist friend. He said, "You guys
are." Why would you work in the South?
Oh my goodness!
Hold on,
because
we don't want to get into that.
Because it's a place to live, and there's jobs there.
Well, there's jobs.
Other words,
that is not like it's not your decision to make whether he gets to work in the South or not.
No, we're
just focus.
He said that.
Okay, see, now we're focusing.
He said that. Hello. He said that you guys are not true Americans. You guys are. You guys are what? Huh? Fake Americans.
So are you.
What is that
supposed to mean? That you're not a real American. It means
what,
that.
You're fake now.
Henya, can you please leave the class until you've cooled down a little?
Okay. If white racist people disagree together,
yes.
Do they say to each other, go back to your country?
No.
If you want to stand, Hania, Hania.
No, I'm getting water.
Right here. Okay.
Can we wait? If,
go if you get water and no, come back, but if you don't want to attend the class, you can stay right there.
No,
okay. All right. Okay. So what do you say? The people, when they disagree together, they respect each other's opinion, and that's what they do. Racist people, they do this to each other. I'll let you have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, another surprise, you can say. But this is not for you. This is for us, the first generation of immigrants, which is us. We say, okay, we became Americans by choice. You became American by luck. How? I became an American by choice because I chose to be an American when I'm an adult. I chose, I went, I applied, I did whatever it takes to be an American, and then I did the oath of allegiance when I was what? Grown up, okay? But you guys, the ones who are not, the ones who are saying that, but you guys, we're American by luck, because you happen to be born here, okay? Not, I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about the racist people. This is one of the answers.
I'm sorry.
Now, love or our ways or leave the country. What do you say? Love our ways or leave the country, Dima. I don't want to call your parents. You have been causing a lot of talking. Okay. Let's just focus here. What would you do is if they tell you, love our ways or leave the country?
This is my country. I don't know.
It's actually written on the board, guys.
I worked so hard for it. I worked hard and deserved this title.
No.
There we go.
Say, I am in my country.
I deserve to be here. It's true, you know, because getting accepted into America is very, very hard. You have to be, like, really smart, really rich. Meanwhile, there's people already here in America who are very stupid.
Especially with Donald Trump being,
trying to be president, it'll be way harder.
Yeah. I mean, for example, he's been telling us to go back to our countries. Probably he should go back to Europe.
You know, he said that he's trying to make this place a better place, but he's actually making it.
Well, tell him to go back to Germany.
How do you know he's from Germany?
Yeah, white people are like, I'm 3% German and 2% Swedish,
and I'm like
50%.
Okay, now I've heard it. George Bush said, it's either you are with us or with the terrorists.
What if you're not both?
MashaAllah, she answered it. I am not with you. I am not with the terrorists.
I am
not against. I am against what both of you. You, the Madden said, it's either you are with us or you're hypocrites. Or you're hypocrites.
That actually happened because, so for World War II, the Japanese Americans, once they were right before they tried to, they were recruiting all the Japanese to come to war with them, they were like, are you loyal to your country? Will you fight for us? It was called like the 27 and 28, because it was question number 27 and 28, and all of the men had to take it. And it's like, yes, I'm loyal to here, but I also have my own country. And there was a quote from one guy, he said, the question was, so which side are you on? Are you with us or with them? So, and he replied, you know when your parents are fighting, you just want them to stop fighting, you don't really take a side.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's smart. Okay. How about the African Americans? The Muslim African Americans, or the African Americans, when they are told to go home, well, they have been born here and has been living here since forever, 300, 400 years ago. They have been here. Okay? So when you tell them, go back to your country, you say, huh? This is my country. I've been here since forever. Okay. Now, George Bush said, it's either you're us or we're the terrorists. And Bin Laden said, it's either you are us or you're a hypocrite.
Well, can I say something?
Oh, hypocrite. Snap.
Huh?
George Bush's daughter converted to Islam.
Wow.
Oh, really? Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
Present your sources. Never heard that one before.
I'll check it.
She made a video about it.
Okay, we'll see.
I'm so proud of her.
Okay. We are against both. We are against both the state-sponsored terrorism and the individual or gang-sponsored terrorism. We're against both kinds. So I am sorry, you don't insult me, Mr. President, and say I'm either you're with us or with them. No, I am against both of you. This is who I am. This is what American culture is that I can love what is good, what I believe is good, and hate what I believe is bad. Okay? Now, you have, by the way, speaking about freedom, there was a joke that George Bush, the father, met with Gorbachev, which was the president, who knows Gorbachev? Was the president of the Soviet Union, okay?
What's his name?
Gorbachev. Okay, anyway, look. So every one of them was bragging about the freedom in his country. So George Bush said, like this. In my country, anybody can come. Curse the White House. Curse the American flag. Curse the American government. And nothing would happen to this person. Nothing. Okay? So anybody can stand in front of the White House and do all these curses and nothing would happen to him. So Gorbachev was saying, Mr. President, we also have the same exact freedom. So George Bush was like, huh? Soviet Union, you know Soviet Union, communism. Yeah. There's no freedom there. So George Bush said, huh? He said, yes, any Soviet Union citizen can go stand in front of the White House, curse the White House, curse the American government, curse the American flag, and curse the American Constitution, and nothing would happen to him. Did you get it?
Yes, I get it.
Okay.
No, so you're saying, like, the star was like,
you can't say
anything. No, so the star was like saying that in America you can stand in front of the White House and curse everything about, like, America and nothing will happen to them. And then the Soviet Union guy was like, yeah, we have to say, like, if the Soviet Union curses America, nothing will happen to them.
Oh,
you know, a lot of people think wrong about the about our constitution or about us. Are we a democracy? Is our constitution democratic? Like, are we in the United States here? Are we democracy? Belong to democracy or constitutional republic? Who are we? Democracy or constitutional republic?
Like,
no. First of all, do you know the difference between both?
No.
Okay. Democracy, it means that people vote, okay, and we take the majority. So, for example, the majority, if we vote about wearing hijab, for example, the majority of the people, okay, the majority of the people are always going to outvote the minority. They will always win the vote, right? You understand? So the majority can vote to take away the rights of the minority. If we vote...
Oh my God, the democracy should vote to take away the rights of the constitution.
No, can. In democracy, you can vote and to take away the freedom of the... to take away the rights of the minority. You will always win the vote, duh. Why? Because you are a majority, right? So you're always winning the vote. Okay? So now... You vote. Oh, by the way, I have your phone with me here, so don't.
Yeah. No.
At the time of leaving.
I'm not going to use it.
Okay.
Just
watch. Okay. Now, do you understand that? So let's say, like they vote, for example, about the minority. They say, all minority people can't go to school. Okay?
What does minority mean again?
Huh?
Majority means like the lesser.
So,
majority means like
more.
Majority means like, go ahead.
Are Muslims a minority? Because there's like,
no,
yes.
No. Majority.
No.
Yeah.
No, minority.
They're in the minority in America because we're very concentrated in the Middle East. But in the general world, we are the second largest nation.
Yeah.
If you don't count atheism, does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Atheism is no religion, but there's a lot of people in it.
Yeah.
We would be third.
So we are a minority here in the United States. The majority can vote to take away our rights. Say, vote. All Muslims should, or all Egyptians should go back to their country. Go back to Egypt. We kick them out of the country. We should kick all the Mexicans from the country. If you vote on this, okay, the Mexicans are minority. The majority will vote, yes, you will always lose the vote. Why? Because we are minority. So anything can be for vote. In democracy, anything can be for vote, even if it is take away the rights of the minority. They vote and say yes, and you lose your rights. You no longer have rights. Go ahead.
Then what happens? That's for democracy.
That's democracy.
So then what's for...
We are not democracy. We are not democratic. We are constitutional republic. Constitutional republic means what? Means that you cannot vote on things that against the constitution. Like, okay, the rights of the minority will not be available for vote. Why? Because it's against the
constitution.
So you can't... Go ahead. Yes. So you can't vote on something like take away the rights of the minority. You can't vote on something like we don't have any more messages. Okay? There is the majority can always win the vote because they are majority. However, this is not available for vote because we have freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution that's not for vote. Got it? You understand now the difference? Because I get frustrated when people say that. I get frustrated when people say that we're a democratic country. It's bad. Democratic country, if you say this is bad. Though it is right, say we are a constitutional republic. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Because I get a lot of people say, okay, we don't want to have more messages in this city, Santa Clara, for example. Then the answer is why? I said because people will vote, okay, and the majority will vote and stop having a new message. No, that's not for vote. Having a new message is not for vote. This belongs to the freedom of religion. So people cannot vote on things that are against the Constitution. They can't vote and say, okay, all black people are second-class citizens. Of course, the majority will outweigh, will overnumber the minority. Go ahead.
So, like,
So, I'm just trying to get this straight.
Yes.
Like, constitutional republic won't let citizens vote against the constitution, while the democracy would let them?
Yes. You understand? If this is a democracy and it's bad, democracy is bad. Constitutional republic is good.
So we're constitutional republic?
We're constitutional republic. Yes, we're constitutional republic.
But we've been taught that we're democracy.
Yeah, exactly.
So no, there's like republic affiliation is either like you're a republic or you're democratic. And that's like if you believe, that's like another thing. This is more like for your laws than if you're like protecting your laws from the constitution or if you want to vote on something else. So they're like different things.
So, of course, you know, the minority will always lose a vote. Will always. The vote will be against the minority count because they are minority, right? So, they can't, there are certain things that are not available for vote. Okay. Well, when they say that you are a terrorist because Bin Laden shares the same religion that you are, how do you answer that?
Oh, you already told us you're
an
extremist. No,
okay.
You can say that Hitler has the same religion as Christianity.
As yours,
it's
right?
It's just the religion.
It's just like Hitler was also human.
Like that all Muslims are bad. It's just like where he's from.
Exactly.
All humans are bad.
Yes. This is his personal thing. That's not the religious thing. Okay? And he does not represent me. He cannot declare a war under the name of Islam because he doesn't represent Islam. Did he represent a Muslim? Does he represent you? He doesn't represent me. He doesn't represent anybody. He just decided on his own to declare a war, okay, in the name of Islam. Well, this is you don't have the right. You can declare a war in the name of Al-Qaeda. You can declare a war in the name of Taliban. You can declare a war in any name, but not in the name of Islam, because we majority of Muslims don't support that. And I was actually asked it this way, and I said that, how do you feel about Bin Laden sharing the religion of yours? I immediately replied and say, how do you feel about Hitler sharing the religion of yours? Hitler was Christian, yeah. They built cathedrals and things like that during World War I, Nazis did, okay? And Nazis were pure Christians. There was, you know, the Aryan race. The Aryan race. Okay. There is something called propaganda, and there is something called journalism. Do you know the difference between propaganda and journalism?
Yes.
Propaganda, okay. Anybody else?
Can I say what propaganda is?
What?
Can I say what propaganda is?
The what?
Can I say what propaganda is?
Propaganda, yes. Yeah. So, okay, go ahead.
Okay, so propaganda is like, if you're like in a war and there's like two sides, propaganda is to promote a government or something by saying something bad about the other side.
You're getting very close. Actually, you're almost there. In journalism, they don't have to be in war, in conflict.
If we have
two sides in conflict, okay, and we are not part of the conflict. Go ahead.
I think it's just like they just report on what's happening on both sides. Like they don't have an opinion against one side or join another side. They just kind of state what's happening.
MashaAllah, takbir. She said that right. And Dina helped also.
What?
Hania said that right. Basically, in journalism, okay, a true journalism, the news or programs in television or news
is
or
propaganda.
Okay. The right thing to do is what? To cover one opinion and the other opinion. And let the audience choose. A lot of intellectual Americans, they feel insulted by American media. Why? Because it's giving them only one side, one side, one side, one side. and does not represent the other side at all. Says good about one side, bad about the other side. Keeps doing that. So it's pushing the decision, pushing the choices away. Anam. Focus. So they are pushing away the... Go ahead.
So I wanted to say, like, the news and stuff, they only show the bad side of anything. Like, Fox News and those people, they only show the bad side of one thing. Like, with Islam, they only say we're terrorists, or with cops, they only say they're bad cops. Like, with everything, like, everything that they show, they only show the bad
side. Because news is bad things that happen around the world.
The news is always bad.
When they, another way of propaganda is always one-sided, bombarding you with one-sided. They are forcing you to take one side. But journalism is you present both and let me choose. I get to choose which one is right, which one is wrong. So, unfortunately, the most of the major media in the United States is major media channels are one-sided. They propaganda. They do propaganda. They don't explain both ways and then get us to choose from both. Okay? Especially Fox News. Fox News goes further into lying.
Everyone knows
and making up.
Like that.
Yes, lying and making up things. Lying and making up things. Okay. So, when we sworn by the Constitution, say we, how do you say the Constitution salute in the school? What do you say?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You know what?
Yes.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Isn't amen the same thing as amen?
Yes, but amen is the Christian version.
Is the
but there's no like version. It's just the same word pronounced differently.
Yes, but it's like saying
under the teacher.
But like people just classify it like that. It's like why are odd numbers odd?
Now, this co-worker of mine who said you guys are fake Americans, you're not true Americans.
They said that to you.
Yes, he said this to me.
Some friend.
Okay.
So was a friend.
Say you are half. You are either half American. You're not full American. You're not. And they tell us you guys grew up in a corrupt culture.
Oh my God!
And they give examples like this. One of them says that I wasn't in a medical conference. I wasn't a what?
Medical conference.
You know what medical conference is?
Yeah.
What is it?
A medical conference.
Huh?
Just explain what's the
medical. It is a conference. It's a meeting where people come. Doctors come and learn about medicines. Like pharmaceutical companies come and doctors and they meet together and these doctors promote the products. So now, in order to promote their products, they give gifts. So part, when you come into the conference, you find the box and this box has pens. This box has what?
Pens. Maybe that's my Hulk.
They say every white American comes and takes one pen and leaves. The white Americans, they take one pen and leave.
I'm struggling.
The white medical doctors. How about the immigrant medical doctors?
My aunt's a doctor.
Yes.
Oh, that's very nice.
Thank you.
That's something.
Hold on. They say that immigrants.
We're talking about immigrant doctors.
How do you spell guarantee?
Stop. Let's finish this. They say the immigrant doctors come and in taking one pen, they take what? They take 10 pens. And put them in their pocket. They take 10 bins.
Wait, aren't they just going to get a
what? Shit? I think he spelled cannabis
so, and you're talking about what?
A.
You're talking about medical?
No, it's medical. A. It's medical. A.
No, you're talking...
Guaranteed.
G-A-R-U-N-T.
Oh, yeah, that's right. G.
This is
very... I'm
sorry.
Guys, this is very important issue because... We are always blamed like that. They say, they say we are, you guys are medical doctors and you're so greedy that you take like 10 pens and leave. Every white doctor takes a pen and leaves, and you guys, migrant doctors, you take 10 pens and leave.
Yeah, what do you think? Because you don't give us a...
Well, this sometimes happens. I mean, not all the times it happened, but it happens.
Well, now, to be fair, in order to get to America, you have to take every opportunity that you get, and the habit just kind of stays with you. Once you actually get to America, maybe you still have that habit of maybe you still have that habit of taking everything that you possibly can because it was the only way that you could have achieved what you have.
Before, like, plastic bags, pads of paper, 10 cents, people just take 50 million plastic bags for no reason.
Yes, when it became 10 cents, people think twice before taking, and if they do, they take only one bag, and they put everything in it.
Yeah, for saving the oceans.
Yeah, for it's you. All right, when people
they go into the ocean and then they throttle.
So how would you answer this? In addition to the opportunity thing that Lena mentioned, how do you answer this? Okay, the culture overseas. People over there grew up in poverty. People grew up in poverty. People grew up not having enough to eat.
And then they come to America.
Okay? People grew up in political corruption. People grew up in a bad environment. People grow up in a bad environment. So they are being tested. They have been tested. Please. I mean, we finish this and let you go. Okay. Immigrant people have been tested. We have been tested. Why? Because we went through a very difficult culture, a very difficult political corruption, oppression, no freedom. Economy is only for few people. Okay? So we are being tested. We were tested. How about the white Americans in general? They are not being tested because they grew up where everything is a lot. You know? When I sent my son to Egypt to study, he wouldn't be allowed second grade. He wouldn't be allowed. He wouldn't be allowed.
Oh my goodness.
He wouldn't be allowed to cut a paper, to cut a paper out of.
Oh my God!
Sorry. He wouldn't be allowed to cut a paper out of the notebook. And this is the culture. And he wouldn't be allowed. Like if you lose your pencil, it's a big deal. If you lose an eraser, it's a big deal. And kids steal each other's property. Okay?
Once a kid in kindergarten stole my highlighter.
You don't care about your
Some kids, some girls.
It's different. So what would be your answer then? What did I say? What's the answer?
Nobody's in my stuff.
Okay. The immigrant people have been tested. But the white Americans are not being tested. Why? Because they grew up in a culture, everything is available. Okay? And they don't have to keep, keeping their stuff. You know, you can just leave the pencil and go. Okay? Leave your book and go. In Egypt, or you can't do that because it would be stolen. And it's stolen, it's gone. Okay? So we say, migrant people were tested. White people are not tested. They are not tested. So, okay, they cannot claim success in a test that they didn't even take. Right? let me see, if I take this white person, that guy who says that we're half American, if we take, and he was talking about the pens and all of these things, if I take this guy and put them to grow in Egypt, grow up in Egypt, under this poverty and corruption and awful lifestyle over there, okay, awful economic life, and then bring him to United States here, he's going to behave the same way, if not worse. If not worse. In the old days, when people were tested, they were cowboys, right? They cowboys and they shoot each other on things, right? So they fight with the guns about resources. They were tested. They were tested. You got it? You got that? So who? What would you say?
How can you succeed in it because you were never tested?
Exactly. You never took that.
I'm sure you're black.
Exactly.
Interesting.
That's right. What? That's very good answer.
I already said it.
Now, there is a joke about Japanese kid and Egyptian kid.
So,
it talks about difference of culture between Japan and Egypt.
He's a Japanese.
They brought two kids, one from Japan who didn't speak Arabic, and one from Egypt who didn't speak Japanese. Okay? They brought both. And they told them, okay, they gave them pencil and board. And they said, talk to each other by drones. So, the first thing, the Japanese guy draws a circle.
Yeah.
So the Egyptian guy, the Egyptian boy, cut it into half.
Another circle.
Pizza.
Cut it into half.
Yes.
Pizza.
Yeah, why?
Just why?
What do you mean?
Guys,
why?
Just follow it's through. Okay. You'll figure it out.
So the American or the Japanese guy. Draw another circle like this.
Pizza.
So the Egyptian guy put a dot here. Okay? So
it looks like a wheel.
So the circle is Japanese. This half is Egyptian. Quarter is Japanese. And dot is Egyptian. So now they call, that's what they did to each other. They said communicate. They got pens.
So do you understand that they can't communicate with each other? So they were told to talk to each other through drawings. And so
yes.
the Japanese guy first drew a circle. Then the Egyptian guy drew another circle, but with a half split.
No, on the same circle. He built a half.
Oh,
what do those represent?
Yeah, I don't
care.
They are talking.
We're going to...
Good. That's the second thing that comes. So they asked the Japanese guy. They told him, what were you guys doing? So the Japanese guy said, I drew a circle, he divided it into half, I divided it into quarters, and he determined the center of the circle. Very geometric, huh? Now, let's hear to the Egyptian kid. He said, he drew for me a loaf of bread. What's called this? Loaf of bread, pita bread. So he said he drew pita bread. Okay? So hold on, listen, focus. If you miss it, you won't be able to laugh. And then I told him 50-50. You get half, I get half. So he said, no, you get only one quarter. So I said, here. No.
You only get that one? So the interest.
Take this.
Oh, you get that one.
Take this.
Can
you explain, you know?
The interpretation between the two, like, one person was like, oh, very geometric, because he was trying to turn the point to, like, the middle of the circle. And then the other dude took it as, like, survival. I take this piece of bread, And so at first,
you know, I'm just being fair.
I thought in the second way, not the other.
Because she thought about the first.
You thought about the Egyptian way or the Japanese way?
I stay here, and then I also thought 50-50. The Kurdish thing, I don't even know what happened there. And then once there was a dot, I thought there was like a target, and so he was mad.
Yeah.
So it's like he disagrees. So take it, take it.
That's you.
Okay. You understand? You understand how the implementation of the these are the reason I'm mentioning this is that I'm telling you, one is you are thinking about the culture you live in. You're being tested. And we're doing, trust me, we're doing okay with the test. Mm-hmm. Given the very rough, harsh, unbelievably bad circumstances that we lived in, immigrants, we are doing good in the test. Okay? But they grew up in kindergartens, they had playgrounds, you get the every day a new pencil, you get talked to you nicely. Do you know what happens to us if we don't do well in the schools over there?
You get hit with a ruler.
To give you guys an idea, in Egypt,
ruler would be nice.
Guys, you
get whipped.
You in Egypt, when you're in high school, you have to take this super hard, dense test. And your grade on that one test will determine the
your future.
Your field. So you're gonna the government decides for
yes,
you.
Placement
and if
test.
You get like a 90% to 100, you get a certain amount like these sort of jobs and then it's just randomized between those few. But if you don't get a good job on that one test, and keep in mind they don't it's not like the AP courses where sure you're taking a super hard test at the end of the year, but they're prepping you the entire time. No, the school does not prep you. You have to buy tutors, and even then, you're not getting through everything in school. And so...
becomes hysteric.
Yeah, everybody goes actually, like, completely crazy because there's this one test. It's super stressful. You don't pass it, the rest of your life is going to be miserable because they're going to put you in a job where you can't sustain even yourself.
You don't get into a top college. Top college over there, engineering, medicals, and pharmacies. Pharmacy.
Medical.
Okay. But anything else is second, not top. No.
Tim Hortons is a Canadian.
All right. Okay. Salaam alaikum.
Oh, wait, guys. How many of you guys are coming to Doha? All of you guys. Ha, 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 ha.